My journey through the lens. 30 years ago, member Keith Harness was shot in the head while serving in Bosnia. Today he's a successful photographer. Here he shares his courageous story. Growing up in Cleethorpes, my personal connection to nature was formed through participating in outdoor activities, including fishing, gardening and camping in the Yorkshire Dales. This connection was strengthened after joining the army at the age of 16, where I served in the 2nd Battalion, the Royal Anglian Regiment, stationed in Germany, and participated in operational tours in Northern Ireland, Kuwait and Bosnia. While serving in Bosnia during 1994, my life changed when I tragically sustained a gunshot wound to the head. Following life-saving surgery in the field, I was evacuated to Queen Elizabeth Military Hospital. I woke from a medically induced coma, bedbound and unable to fend for myself. This was the beginning of a 10-month stay in hospital. I embarked on a period of recovery which involved intense rehabilitation, including physiotherapy, speech and occupational therapy. I tried to adjust to life with a disability, where medical treatment and extended rehabilitation would shape my future. The simplest of tasks became major hurdles, but this only encouraged the emergence of an altered character with an inner determination to succeed. Over time, I set my sights on achieving short-term personal goals rather than the negative aspects of my condition. A joint decision between myself and my therapists and doctors eventually paved the way for me to leave hospital and return to my regiment in Germany, where I felt a growing sense of uncertainty about how my injuries would impact my future. Months passed with no change in my condition. My hopes of remaining in the army diminished, and given my sight limitations, mobility restrictions and cognitive difficulties, I was medically discharged. With no choice but to accept that my military career was over, I redirected my focus towards education. My family and I moved back to England, and just 2 months later, I completed an information technology course with the Grimsby College of Technology. I settled into a vastly different routine than one I'd had 10 years prior, which, along with my ongoing difficulties with assessing treatment, posed many challenges. Yet I persevered and went on to successfully complete another course, this time in computerised accounts. This experience helped me develop my confidence and learn how to be upfront about my condition and the areas that I needed assistance in. In April 2001, my family and I moved back to Germany. I attended long-term rehabilitation and my health remained stable, which allowed us as a family to explore areas of natural beauty along the Baltic Sea and North Sea coastlines, awakening my interest in photography. Despite being keen to take photographs as a child, the interest had diminished shortly after joining the army. But that all changed during a visit to Brittany in 2004, when photographing the stunning coastline, and I realised this was something I could do regardless of my disabilities. Self-education and attending local courses helped me hone my skills, leading me to view photography not just as a hobby, but as a serious pursuit. I was able to participate in activities alongside able-bodied photographers, regardless of whether these were studio-based or on location. Through positive feedback from photographers and viewers, I grew in confidence and knew I could develop further. Having exhausted local opportunities, I researched organisations in England that provide online tuition. This led me to pursue formal education, completing a professional photography diploma course with the Photography Institute London, and later a BA Honours degree in photography with the Open College of Arts, overcoming many personal challenges along the way. I joined Blind Veterans UK as a war-blinded member in the late 1990s, but lost contact with the charity for over 10 years after moving back to Germany. One day, I received a call out of the blue, inviting me to attend a refresher week. I was greeted with a sense of overwhelming understanding by staff and members and felt a real sense of belonging. This sense grew as the charity recognised my interest in photography and facilitated my participation in photography groups. This offered me a platform to share my experiences and advice with fellow members as we learned from one another. I was not only able to enhance my skills in a meaningful way, but I was also offered the chance to contribute by guiding others through the unique challenges of pursuing photography with a vision impairment. Inspired by influential photographers like Ansel Adams, I continued to challenge my own abilities, pushing the boundaries of my disabilities as I went on to produce work in a wide range of genre. This saw me establish a personal photographic style, focusing on high contrast black and white landscapes. This approach not only showcases my technical skill, but embodies my personal journey, particularly through my project At Ease, which explores my connection with the natural world. Only now, over 29 years on from injury, can I fully comprehend my journey as I spend prolonged periods walking with my family through local countryside, a place where I find myself at ease. Photography over time has progressed from being a childhood hobby to playing an important part in my long-term rehabilitation. It not only gives me incentive and drive, but it also provides a means through which I'm able to communicate how I perceive my surroundings and emotions as I progress on my personal journey. Given my initial prognosis, I feel I've achieved so much more than I thought possible. I now hope to use my experience to provide an incentive to others.